Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Portland Trailblazers drafted Yang Hong Sen with the 16th overall pick. He is a 7'2" center out of China. If you think that it was a horrific pick, that's your opinion. If you think it was a great pick, also, that's your opinion. The reality is we have no earthly idea how he is going to translate to the NBA and how he is going to work in the NBA style of basketball against the athletes over here. It was a reach. And Joe Cronin told us last night, his words, a reach at 16. Mm-hmm. They knew it. But we don't know how it's going to pan out. It feels like it's careening down a very bad path right now, especially when you're at 11 and there's a lot of very talented players that were taken. What are you going to do? Right? Mm-hmm. We don't know. What we do know is the very real situation that the Blazers have 5 centers right now on their roster. There's a third of their roster plays center. Mm-hmm. And it's not like they're guys that you can go,
Rob's the only one that can really
play four. Four and five. Yeah. Rob Williams is the only guy that you're like, yeah, he can play four. Yeah. What are they going to do next? And who is the first casualty to go? Because you can look at it one of two ways. DeAndre Ayton's on an expiring deal. And Robert Williams is a veteran that, when healthy, can be a very productive player.
Good.
And you could say one thing about his time in Portland. He hadn't put a lot of tread on those tires.
Nope. The one you left out here is, we talked about this yesterday, if the Blazers had taken a point guard, what does it say about Scoot Henderson? Where my brain immediately goes when I hear the Blazers were hoping to get Young over here last year in the second round, were there questions about Donovan?
Yeah.
And that's what I wonder is, do they think long term that Donovan is going to be the answer, or do they look at him as, is this a Nurkic Jokic situation where they take Nurkic 16th, they take Jokic 41st, they get those guys in camp, and it's evident. I can't remember who it was. Oh, it was Mike Miller. Mike Miller, former NBA player, now NBA agent. He had gotten traded to Portland as part of like the buyout and move over there. And he just went in there in street clothes. And coach asked him, what do you think of the young big guys? He goes, I don't know, man, but the fat kid's the best guy on the floor. He was talking about Jokic. Like, it was evident. Like, with watching him for 20 minutes, he was like, that's the best player on the team. It's not even close. Like,
yeah.
And so, is this that situation where, and I've got to beat this analogy to death, where they're going to break the pool cue and throw it in there and go, you two figure it out.
Well, I said this yesterday when we were talking about the point guards. Mm-hmm. It's like, competition is good. Mm-hmm. And you want to have competition if you are not 100% sold on a guy. Donovan Klingon flashed a lot of really good things.
Particularly on the defensive end.
But offensively,
there are questions.
A lot of them. Conditioning, there are questions. And can he be as effective on the defensive end if he doesn't have the girth that he has? But if you want to get his conditioning up and you want to get him a little bit quicker, the girth is going to have to go down a little bit.
And the other thing about it is I wonder if the Blazers, and they talked about watching these playoffs in the press conference and feel IQ and all the things, like, I don't think Donovan lacks that. No. I just think they look at, and I've been a Rudy Gobert defender of sorts, in the sense of Rudy Gobert, when people talk about him getting played off the floor, he's never been played off the floor defensively. He's played off the floor offensively. And I wonder if they look at Donovan, and Donovan's biggest issue is not just his finishing, it's his hands, his consistency with his hands. And I'll tell you right now, from the limited tape that I've watched, Hanson's hands are orders of magnitude greater than Donovan's.
Yeah, you need to go Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Remember when he had those two little hairy guys and they ran into each other and they made one person?
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
You need to see if Yong Hensin and Donovan Kling just run into each other and make one person.
Go full on the fly.
Yeah, just see if it can happen.
Yeah.
Because I think if you put them together, you got a really damn good player.
If Donovan had Hansen's touch, hands, feel, passing, that's a monster. And if Hansen's offensive game could marry up with Donovan's rim protection, rebounding, shot blocking, that's a monster of a player. But I think the easy thing to look at now is they have so many bigs that the most likely quote unquote casualty here is one of D.A. or Rob.
Yeah.
And the thing is, there are at least three teams in the NBA right now that need bigs. And I've heard D.A.'s name come up. I've heard Rob's name come up. What do they do? How do they do it? Where do they go? And the question that I have here is, having made this pick, and everybody knows that you have five centers now, will teams operate under the auspices of trying to leverage you? Or do they try to project confidence and say, screw it, we're going to put, you know, our goal with Young in year one is just to get him acclimated to the U.S. and get him up to speed and playing at professional level. We're perfectly happy keeping him in the G League, and we'll roll with the four that we have right now. And if you're not going to pay up, we're not going to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not the – but I think that when you – if you have teams calling on bigs, it's because they have a massive hole that they need to fill. And you then have the leverage there.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. And this is I talked about this earlier. There is a silver lining in the Yong Hensin draft pick. The Lakers need a big. And you prevented them from having a really skilled one. To me, I love that.
Yeah, no, it's fun.
Now, just don't screw it up by giving them one of your five bigs that you have on the roster right now.
And if you do, take every pound of flesh with you.
All of the flesh. All of it.
I mean, Rob Pelinka's over a barrel right now, no matter who he deals for, whether it's with Portland or somebody else, whether it's going and getting Gafford from... That's actually one of the transactions we didn't talk about when we were gone. Daniel Gafford signed an extension with the Dallas Mavericks. And shout out Shams for carrying the agent water of saying a deal close to $60 million, which would make him untradeable. The deal is $54 million, which makes him immediately tradable. Because if he had crossed over that threshold into over 54, he would have not been able to be tradable for 6 months. That's a pretty big deal when you're talking about a guy being on the market versus off the market. It's like, well, they may have re-signed him, but he's immediately tradable.
Yeah.
So that's an asset they can still look to flip. And it's not over that threshold. So you take a look around the NBA, how many teams need bigs? How many teams have the capacity to trade bigs away? And knowing what the Lakers were willing to pay for Mark Williams, you've got Rob Pelinka over a barrel.
No, and here's the issue with figuring out that five-man logjam you have. You really still aren't going to know what you have in Yong Hensin for quite a while.
Yeah.
They talked about that yesterday. Cronin was very clear. The plan is to get him here as soon as we can. He'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah. His introduction is tomorrow morning.
And he is already stateside because he literally came out of the rafters like he was Sting at a wrestling event and lowered down because he wasn't in the green room. And so he was in New York. He's coming out to Portland. He will be here. And they are going to have their unveiling tomorrow of him. Now, how quickly can he acclimate to playing basketball in the NBA.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to get a look at him at Summer League. We're going to find something out there. And we haven't heard anything on what the Summer League roster looks like, and you don't for another, like, week or so.
Yeah, because the guys that don't get drafted, and I
But is Donovan going to be there?
I was told at the end of the season it was on the table if you wanted to go. Which usually guys in year one and year two, those, like, every night, like, when you see year three guy, you're always like,
Well, and when you have a question over your capacity to play 48 minutes basketball, you know, and I'm not saying he plays 48 minutes, I'm saying a 48-minute game.
Yeah,
you want to get a, you want to get that conditioning in game.
And if you go down there in year two, the goal is, if you're going to play in year two, you're so good in games one and two. Like, all right, we're good.
We're good.
Pack it up. It's not even like a prove it, but it's like it's a quasi like go show you don't need to be here.
But we may see the 16th overall pick start with the Rip City Remix because the acclimation and. Look, we were talking about the bigs not being up to snuff in China. They're not in the G League. No. We know that for sure.
Duop Reith went down there for a game and dropped 37.
Yeah. So, but we may see him start there just to get his feet. I mean, he's 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He is a puppy still.
And Jonah's down there as the head coach. He was assistant on the bench last year. It's going to be the same system, the same terminology. It allows him to get acclimated.
By the way, turns 20 today. Happy birthday.
The thing the Blazers, when I asked about, you know, what are your kind of KPIs in year one, getting him acclimated not only to the NBA, but to the US, to the language, to the culture, to just like go through all of that stuff. I've been told that on the language side of things, he speaks basketball very well. Roth was talking about that and like his conversations, like he understands the game very, very well. But if you try to get him into conversational English, he's still catching up in that. So he'll have a translator here. They'll help him get acclimated. They'll do all the things that they can, get him used to diet, nutrition, being in the U.S. and how you move around in the U.S. and all the things that kind of come with that. There's also going to be a bonanza. Jackie Huey was on the Summer League roster last year.
Oh, yeah.
There was like 15 Chinese reporters. This is a much more high-profile deal. There is going to be... Tencent is going to send over a whole gaggle.
Did you see the Henry Abbott tweet following the draft pick? Henry Abbott tweeted out...
I love Henry, but I don't buy this one bit.
He said, how much does this draft pick go to incentivize
a Chinese owner
and I'm just to like, buy the Blazers? Because remember, this is unlike most sales in the NBA. This is a straight-up auction.
Yeah, they'll have some say in it, but like... I had somebody.
Well, everybody has to be vetted, of course. To be,
I had somebody tell me last night because I had a couple of people ask me about this, and it is a thought in a couple front offices because they're trying to justify why you would make this pick there, and if that's the path you want to go down, fine. I don't buy it, but I had somebody tell me the other day, like,
you don't do it at 16,
yeah, and that's the thing. Like, if you're doing that whole thing, you do it with like Jackie Huey. You put him on a two way, and like that's you don't. If you're going to acquiesce along the lines, that's where you do it, but. With this, I don't buy it, number one. Number two, when you look at like the billionaires in China, and like this gets super into the global economy and politics, those guys are not putting money into the U.S. right now. I would be stunned if that changed.
Sure.
So at least from that point of view, that's where I'm at with that stuff.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.